Let us pray. Holy God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be found acceptable in your sight. For you are the one who redeems us, who strengthens us, who comforts us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Recently, I came across this little piece which, to my mind, comes from the files of Be Careful What You Say Around Young Children. One blistering hot day, when they had guests for dinner, mother asked 4-year-old Johnny to return thanks. "But I don't know what to say," said the boy. "Oh, just say what you hear me say," his mother replied. Obediently, the boy bowed his head and mumbled, "Oh Lord, why did I invite these people over on a hot day like this?" We teach our children to be honest, to speak properly, to speak the truth, to not speak ill of anyone. But then when we hear stories like little Johnny's, we have to face the music that we're not as good as we thought we were. And I think that's an issue for us all the time. Not so much that we're not as good as we think we are, but we're just not that great. Period. I mean, let's be honest. Every human being is flawed. Paul has said, "All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." And to not believe that is a flaw as well. Stephen Goodyear, in a blog entitled "Take Me As Is," writes, "We human beings are nothing if not flawed and imperfect. But the point is, people are not meant to be perfect or to be without blemish. We're scrapped and scarred, flawed on the inside and marred on the outside. It's just the way we are." He says, "Sometimes I think it's one of our more endearing qualities. I never want to forget that perfect is found only in the dictionary. Yet, I think because we have trouble with this idea of being flawed, that we don't feel the full importance of our baptism. Because of our sense of not being good or good enough, we cannot feel totally our baptism. Think about that. Do we really live our lives with any kind of an awareness, more than just when we talk about it in the church or celebrate a baptism in the church? Do we live our lives with any sense of awareness that we're baptized? Do we think we are worthy to be a child of God? You know, I've said a number of times, the problem with us, with humanity, is that we know ourselves too well. Everybody sees what we say and do on the outside, but they're not privy to what's going on up here on the inside. But we are. And we say stuff like, "Oh boy, if people only knew." That leaves most of us with a strong sense of not being good enough. Unless, of course, we have a narcissistic personality disorder, and we all know people like that. John the Baptist, I think, had that feeling a little bit when Jesus came down to the water to be baptized. "Oh, I shouldn't baptize you." I think what we can read behind that is, "I'm not good enough to baptize you." Jesus, what Jesus said in different words in his response to John saying that was, you can and you should do it, so that mine is like everybody else's. Now that's what he meant when he said to fulfill all righteousness. It is the completion of the incarnation. God became human in Jesus. And we know that he became fully human because he had a human baptism. And then Jesus comes out of the river. And for John, you can't quite tell if everybody heard the words of God or if only Jesus heard the words of God. Two of the others are more explicit that everybody heard it, or that Jesus heard it. But the words are spoken, "This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased." This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased. Did you hear those words about your baptism? Well, if you're like me, no, because we were just little itty-bitty babies. But when you think about your baptism, do you hear those words? Probably not. Because, like most people, we feel that we're not good enough to hear them. What would it mean for us to really hear that we are God's beloved son or daughter? After all, those words are only for Jesus' baptism, aren't they? Or are they? Jesus was baptized as a human. He experienced our human reality fully. Would that not mean that God says that to all humans when they are baptized? Did you hear them? David Loos, on his website, workingpreacher.org, shares the following about Jesus' baptism. On this point, all the evangelists agree. Baptism is not simply a mechanism for forgiveness, but rather announces God's favor and establishes Jesus' identity. For example, in Matthew's account, the voice from heaven announces that Jesus is God's Son, the one with whom God is well pleased. Baptism for Jesus was less about forgiveness than it was about commissioning, the inauguration of his mission and ministry and assurance of God's presence. The inauguration of his mission and ministry and assurance of God's presence. If that's what's meant for Christ, then is that what's also not meant for us? More of a commissioning for service to God than a forgiveness of sins? Again, Loos writes, "In fact, I think we would benefit tremendously from having our identity established in God's good and gracious acceptance and affirmation of us that comes from baptism. Sometimes I wonder if amid all of our customary focus on baptism as washing away sin, we have missed the profound words of empowering grace that are spoken here to Jesus and also to us. For we too are God's beloved children, those with whom God is well pleased." Do we believe those words? You are my beloved. And then the second question is, what would it mean for us to believe them? More than seeing our own selves and our lives in a more positive light, it would mean that we would see all of our lives, all of our actions, our words, our work life, our home life, our leisure life, all of our lives as mission opportunities. If we believe that we are beloved, and a person with whom God is pleased, we would be free from our negative thoughts about ourselves to really think, I can touch the life of someone else. Someone who's just waiting to be touched. Someone who needs to be touched emotionally. It needs to be loved, cared for. And there are a lot of people just waiting for that. We could fill this church with people because they would come to find wholeness and grace and join us in the vocation and the sharing of God's love. Do we hear the words? Do we believe them? I hope so. I truly hope so for the sake of each one of us here and for the sake of this church. Did you hear the words? Do you believe them? Amen.